News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, no one wants to hear about your dreams unless you follow my golden rule. So wrote Adrian Childs, broadcaster and Guardian columnist, who joins us now. Adrian, before we get to your golden rule, what's your problem with people telling you about their dreams?
Well, it's the most boring conversation of the day. Fundamentally, no one's interested. I mean, unless it's a show-stopping dream, but it's only ever show-stopping for the dreamer who dreamt it. So I challenge anybody to say, oh, somebody was telling me their dream and I found it absolutely fascinating. It just dribbles on and people get confused. They confuse themselves and they start making stuff up. And they said, and then my uncle John came in, but it wasn't Uncle John. It was actually a bloke I saw off the telly. And it all gets vague and meandering. You need to be disciplined.
And yes, people think their dreams are fascinating, or somehow seem to think their dreams are fascinating to other people.
Yeah. Well, yes, exactly. And I think if presented properly, using my golden rule.
Well, let's get to your golden rule. What is the golden rule of storytelling about dreams?
Well, it's quite simple. I mean, look, most proper stories have a beginning and a middle and an end, right? Dreams, you can't look at dreams like that because they have no beginning, middle and an end usually. And if they have and it's all neat like that with a narrative arc, then you're probably making it up and embellishing. In any case, it's just be brief. Just be brief. It's like going to mass. No one ever came out of mass going, oh, I wish that had been a bit longer. In all things, theatre, concerts, books, everything. No, nobody wants it longer. Keep it short. But with dreams, you've got to be extremely short. So literally just one line.
One line, that's it.
Just one line.
Is there ever an argument for going for the second line?
You can go for the second line if you've got something extremely good to add to it. So you can use the conjunction and. So you can say, you know, I dreamt last night I was attacked by a giant courgette. Which I was, which I did dream that. I dreamt last night I was attacked by a giant courgette and Scarlett Johansson saved me. Okay, then that would be a...
So, and is okay, but and then is not okay. Yeah, They're the two words that should never be uttered.
Yeah, you can use and... You can do one and then, but a second and then is the game's up. You've lost your audience then. It's never going to happen. And you're probably actually making it up by then because you'll soon realise you're not quite sure what you remember. I mean, I think there's gold there in dreams generally. I mean, a semi-serious point. I think it's fascinating what madness we come up with, but just keep, leave people wanting more. They won't want more. But, you know, if you say, look, if I said to you, like, I was attacked by a giant courgette, you might think, what happened?
I think I would what happened. I
mean, well, the what you do is you go then, you go, oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Leave them wanting more.
I thought, I can't go into that. It was just too horrific. Look a bit troubled.
Can I give you the line where I completely switch off when people do the, you were there, Adrian, but it wasn't you? I just...
Like, oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Can I just say, about when I write my Guardian column, I've come to judge its success by whether I get a call from News Talk to talk about it like this, and it's been flipping months. I haven't heard from you. I thought, oh my god, they've lost interest. I've lost my touch. And then out of the blue, you want to talk about this one?
We want to talk about your dreams.
I'm the researcher always texts me and said, "Would you mind?" I said, "Look, I've been waiting for this. I'm like a lovelorn teenager waiting to hear Well, from the objective he's lost, and you don't call anymore.
Well, we definitely wanted to talk to you about this. As always, the column is brilliant, and I completely agree with you. Nobody wants to hear about your dreams unless you follow Adrian Childs' golden rule. Keep it brief. Adrian Childs, broadcaster, Guardian columnist, thank you as ever for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.